The June unemployment data presents a genuinely mixed picture that's worth reading carefully. The headline national unemployment rate dipped to 4.2%, and unemployment fell in 30 of 50 states. Those sound like positive signals. But buried in the report is a number that tells a more complicated story. 105.8 million Americans are now outside the labor force entirely, not unemployed, not working, not actively seeking work. That's a record.
The distinction matters enormously for understanding economic health. Unemployment figures only count people who are actively looking for work. Someone who has stopped searching, discouraged by persistent rejection, retired early, managing a disability, or providing unpaid caregiving doesn't count as unemployed. The labor force participation rate is the better measure of how many working-age Americans are engaged with the economy, and a record 105.8 million people being outside that measure is a significant structural concern.
Meanwhile, Democrats are introducing bills to cap so-called mega IRAs at $10 million. The context here is important. Over 1,000 Americans hold individual retirement accounts worth $25 million or more, and some hold hundreds of millions. This happens primarily through a mechanism where people place pre-IPO startup shares into Roth IRAs at artificially low valuations, then watch those shares appreciate tax-free when the company goes public. The Mitt Romney IRA worth over $100 million situation became famous in 2012, and this practice has only grown since then. Democrats argue it represents an abuse of a tax shelter designed for ordinary retirement savings. Republicans argue it's legal tax planning under existing rules.
The United Airlines ICE threat incident is a story that connects immigration enforcement culture to corporate accountability. A viral video shows a United Airlines employee at San Francisco International Airport telling a Mexican-American passenger, a U.S. citizen, "Maybe we should call ICE on you. You don't act like a citizen." United has opened an investigation, but the incident reflects something broader. The current immigration enforcement climate has apparently emboldened some individuals to make citizenship challenges based on accent, appearance, or behavior in contexts that have nothing to do with immigration enforcement.
The legal exposure for United Airlines here is real. Threatening a U.S. citizen with immigration enforcement based on ethnicity and manner of speaking could implicate Section 1981 of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits racial discrimination in public contracts. The investigation United has announced needs to result in meaningful accountability, because if employees learn they face no serious consequences for this kind of behavior, the corporate culture signal is damaging.
The FDA advisory panel meeting on seven unproven peptides is a niche but significant regulatory story. These peptides, which include compounds like BPC-157, and various others popular in the biohacking and sports performance communities, have been sold in a regulatory gray zone, often as research chemicals, not for human consumption. The panel's vote will determine whether the FDA moves to formally restrict or require clinical evidence for these compounds. Millions of Americans are currently using them based on anecdotal evidence and limited animal studies.
Minnesota's Boundary Waters closure extended to October 1st. As wildfires burn over 63,000 acres, is a climate and conservation story with both environmental and economic dimensions. The Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is one of the most visited wilderness areas in the United States. It draws hundreds of thousands of visitors annually and generates significant tourism revenue for northeastern Minnesota. A closure through October essentially eliminates the prime recreation season for surrounding communities that depend on that tourism.
The House Committee advancing a bill defining sex as biological under Title IX, codifying the Supreme Court's recent ruling on transgender athletes, is another chapter in an ongoing legislative effort to translate court decisions into durable statutory text. The practical implication is that even if the Supreme Court's composition or reasoning changes in future terms, a statutory definition would be harder to undo through litigation. This is a pattern we've seen before. Congress using legislative action to lock in judicial outcomes that the majority party favors.